Louisa, here I sit in my studio, writing another letter to you that I will not mail. Instead, it shall live in this journal. I know, I'm sure, the vision of me scribbling away in a journal gives you a good chuckle, but it's a gift from Ernest. He looked so pleased when I opened it, I couldn't bring myself to confess how I despise such self-confessionals. The whole practice takes me back to those dreadful family meetings, all of us huddled around the dining room table with journals gripped in our hands, prepared to reflect on the day's triumphs and trials and discuss paths to self-improvement. Those dreary evenings left a mark on me. Yet now you have figured it all out. Yes, I've seen you digging back into your dog-eared diaries and rewriting old accounts of our lives into rosier, more harmonious versions of the truth. Did you think your secret editing sessions escaped my notice? I dare say your revisions are quite ingenious. But it makes me wonder, how will you go back and rewrite the story of us? Do you regret your treatment of me? Your disapproval of my actions pains me, but I refuse to apologize. Though our estrangement weighs upon me, I cannot forgive your demands. Still, I long to turn back the clock and mend the rift between us, though now that I think on it, if I could go back in time, when would I go back to? When was our relationship ever simple? I almost missed your gift, tucked as it was behind Anna's recent letter. Is it intended as a taunt, a peace offering, an apology? I've hidden it until your intentions become clear. Yours, May. Part 1. October 1868 to June 1869, Concord, Massachusetts. Chapter 1. May spent the morning in high feather preparing for the party, dusting and scrubbing the parlor as though elbow grease alone could solve everything. The persistent ticking of the small clock on the china shelf reminded her there was no time for dawdling, so she darted to the kitchen to start a batch of molasses candy and stood over the black cast-iron stove, stirring the boiling syrup around and around in foamy circles. Lost in the luxurious smell of melted butter, she startled when Louisa burst into the kitchen, slamming the door open into the already crumbling plaster wall.
"They're here! The reviews are here!"
Her older sister clutched a thin brown-papered package out in front of her. Mother, their sister Anna, and her two young sons trailed behind Louisa like the tail on a kite. May's heart quickened, and she clapped her hands in anticipation.
"Let's all move into the parlor to hear the exciting news," she said,
thinking of her time spent sprucing up the front rooms.
"Boys, please run and fetch your grandfather from the barn."
But no one budged as Louisa ripped into the envelope.
"Heavens, you're a savage," Anna murmured.
Louisa's hand trembled as she pulled out a light green piece of paper embossed with the bank seal and $200 written in a flowing script, an amount enough to render the group speechless. Her earlier novel, Moods, had fetched a first check of a mere $25. The beginnings of a smile perked at the corners of Louisa's mouth as she laid the payment down on the kitchen table. Paper crackled as she dug back into the package and withdrew a handful of newspaper clippings. May held her breath, scarcely containing her pride. She believed the illustrations she'd produced for her sister's book to be her finest pictures yet. Louisa read aloud from the article.
"According to The Nation, Little Women will undoubtedly be this season's novel that every American girl will want to read."
The nephews broke into cheers, while Mother and Anna clapped. May joined in with the applause, but she watched her sister scan the rest of the newspaper column. Louisa frowned for a moment before tucking the clipping under the bank check. She sifted through more pages, quoting passages full of praise, as she slid a few more of the clippings out of sight. Had anyone else noticed Louisa's sleight of hand?
"Auntie May, the candy,
It's burning, Johnny said.